This is the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Now, with Isaiah, here's Brady Hall.
5 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour, welcome in. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Do this every single Friday. Isaiah joining us on the phone line today. He's got some practice stuff to get to around 11:30. Isaiah, my man, thank you for jumping on with us, man. I know these shows are never the most fun, you know, coming after a loss, but we really appreciate you jumping on, my friend.
No, I appreciate you guys having me, man. It's all good.
All right, well, let's break into that game a little bit. You know, in that first half, back and forth, you guys were right there, and then just kind of a weird end to that half. But talk to us kind of about what you were seeing, Isaiah, in that first half that certainly changed in the second.
Man, they were aggressive on both ends of the floor. I just don't think that we really took them out of what they really wanted to do on enough possessions, and they ended up capitalizing on a lot of good offensive plays there to end the first half. But a lot of that is on us and as the players, and we just got to be more sound.
I mean, I know I'm not going to get you in trouble to talk about the officiating, but especially at the end of that half, and then, you know, there were portions in the first half or second half. It just seemed kind of clunky. I know on Twitter a lot of people were going at it, but did it seem off at all to you? I mean, the officiating, there was just a few puzzling calls from my end at least.
Maybe a little bit, man, but it's a rivalry game, you know, so you can't go in there expecting the whistle to work in your favor all the time, especially when you're on the road too. So we just had to go out there and be tougher with the ball, and a lot of that is on me as the point guard, and we'll grow from it for sure.
You know, we thought that environment was going to be really interesting. And, you know, I actually thought in the first half, you know, you guys were able to kind of weather that storm right off the bat. But, you know, Boulder, they were going nuts. They, of course, primetime was in the building at some point, got there, and they really seemed to use that energy. What was that like, especially coming out in the second half? I mean, normally you see the crowd just get really pumped in the first half, and then maybe they can carry that momentum, but it's like they exploded, especially when, of course, they announced that Deion Sanders was in the house.
Right, but I mean, those are the environments that you live to play in, right, especially as a kid growing up. So I was excited to play there. That was my first time. Obviously, wish we had a different outcome. They had a great game plan, and they executed really well. And obviously, the crowd was into it for a full 40 minutes, especially once Deion got there. But those are the environments that we have to learn to thrive in and look forward to. So I'm sure that'll be a good experience for us moving forward.
Yeah, well, and you know, again, it's one of these strange games. We knew it was going to be different than any other game because, well, obviously it's the Rocky Mountain Showdown basketball edition, but my goodness, the timing just worked out for Colorado where they make their announcement with Prime Time, with Coach Prime, and then it just worked out, you know, being on ESPN2. I knew he was going to be there. I just didn't know when.
There was a lot of people talking about that all week. Obviously, you're just kind of curious to whether it was true or not. And then, but once the game gets to it, man, you just got to try to focus on the game. Can't really get sidetracked by all of the extracurricular stuff that was going on around it. But it was a pretty hectic environment, that's for sure.
I mean, was it any kind of distraction for you guys? Because, you know, obviously I'm watching the game, and I see when the announcement, there's Deion Sanders walking on the court or, you know, out of bounds lines, whatever, and then you guys are in the huddle. And I was wondering, does anybody look up, or does all that stuff go away, no matter if it's Deion Sanders or Elton John in the building? I mean, can you just shut all of that off and not really pay attention to it?
I mean, you got to try your best, right? Obviously, when some erupts at a moment's notice, you're going to take a peek to see what it was. But just trying to stay as locked in as possible in the huddle. Got to stay focused in on what coach is trying to tell us and the message that he's trying to get across. And then there's also a lot of plays being drawn up during that time. So just got to try to stay as locked in as possible, even when there's so much chaos around you.
Well, and a guy for the Buffaloes, of course, KJ Simpson, sure, he seemed to use that energy in the building. I mean, my goodness, there's just some games like that, Isaiah, where a guy can't miss, or it seemed like there was a stretch for Colorado where everything they were throwing up there just was falling in.
Absolutely. He played a heck of a game last night, super efficient. Controlled the tempo for the most part, and also the guys around him made plays as well, whether it was De Silva, or whoever else, but they made a lot of plays, and they were definitely ready to play.
Yeah, well, on the rebounding side of things, too, I know that's something you guys are going to continue to work on, but the Buffs were crashing that glass. They were finding ways to get those rebounds. So I'm guessing, Isaiah, that's going to be a big point of emphasis for you guys as you progress through the rest of the season.
Absolutely. We gotta get better on the glass, and we will. We will. That's something that I know that we've expressed quite a bit over the last couple of weeks, and we're going to get better in that area because that's just the kind of team that we are. So our back is against the wall in that regard, and we're going to have to keep guys off the glass, and we're going to do that.
You're listening to the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. The Rams lose a tough one last night to the Colorado Buffaloes, 93-65. But you said it to start the show, Isaiah. This is the kind of game where obviously it's hurting. You know, you're still hurting from that one. But you said, hey, we can look at each other. We can look at the coaching staff. We can look at our teammates and try to get better from this and use this going forward. And maybe this is a game we look back and say, okay, CSU took their lumps right there. It was a rough week for the Rams, but they can certainly use that going forward to really make this a special season.
Absolutely. And every season is different. The story is different in each one. So hopefully this is just a part of that. We can get this thing back on track, starting with our game on Sunday. And obviously, you don't want to dwell on it, but you do have to be honest with yourselves and look ourselves in the mirror and just try to improve from it and take the coaching and be coachable players and try to continue to put our best foot forward and just improve, because that's the biggest thing right now in December is just continuing to improve.
That's the beauty and the tough side of basketball, right? Is you know you got to get right back at it. You don't get a lot of time to lick your wounds, so to speak. But at the same time, you get that opportunity to get right back at it on Sunday, going up against Peru State College. What was Coach Medved's message to you guys at the end of that game? What's the conversation like?
Man, just honestly, just we got to be better, and we always agreeing with them. We were right there with them. And that includes everybody, whether it's the players, the coaching staff, just we got to be tougher on the glass, better defensively, protecting the paint, all things that he would have told us even if we had won the game. And so we really respect him for that, and we're going to try to continue to do our best to just get better, and that starts with practice coming up here soon. So we just got to keep improving in that regard.
You tell me, Isaiah, sometimes you look at games like this, and when you call it a blowout, whatever, sometimes those games can teach you a lot more about yourself and your team. Rather, if it was a last-second shot, there's a lot of film you can go back and look at here. And this happens in basketball sometimes. I mean, it really does. I mean, the spread coming into this thing was like 4.5. Everybody thought this was going to be a really close game. But it's just one of those nights where it wasn't your night. Everything was going right for Colorado. But sometimes in those games, you have a lot of film to go over and a lot of things that you can clean up.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that I think our coaching staff takes a lot of pride in, which is doing a ton of work to help the players understand where we can be better and showing it to us on the film. We take a lot of pride in that, and we take the time to do it as well. And so we'll watch the film with the coaches. They'll keep it honest with a lot of us, and we'll just have to go out there and just take it, you know what I'm saying? Just take the coaching and be better and put it on the floor.
How hard is that? I mean, you got a couple of days here. Is it tough? Like, are you counting down the hours? You're like, man, I just want to get back out there. We want to get back out on the floor and show everybody what we can do. How difficult is that?
Absolutely. Just because as a competitor, you just want to play the next quickest game so that way you could try to get this taste out your mouth and put the loss behind you. But that's not how it works. You gotta take a couple of days to reflect and just learn from it, even though we want to just back out there and play. But as a competitor, definitely want to play right now if I could.
It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. How are you doing? I mean, last week was so exciting. We get the news that you're coming back, and well before a lot of us thought you were coming back, but man, you just went right at it. You know, LMU, UNC, CU, and crazy games coming up. You got St. Mary's and USC down the road. How are you feeling physically and mentally at this stage, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm blessed to be out here. I'm blessed to be playing. Obviously, trying to work my way back into some things, but I'm just happy to be on the floor, man, and trying to help this team in any way that I possibly can. And we're still developing our chemistry together. Obviously, missing X amount of games. Still just trying to get some things just cleaned up. Guys being in and out the rotation, but we're getting our footing, and we're going to be all right.
How difficult is that to just kind of pick up in the, you know, in the middle of the non-conference schedule, just to try to get that momentum and the rhythm? Because it's a different team than it was last year. A couple of new faces and a different starting lineup and everything. But how hard is that to just try to develop that chemistry, especially when you weren't there right out the gates going up against the Gardner Webbs and the Weber States? How difficult is that process?
It has its difficulties, but just like every other team in the nation, they're all dealing with the same thing. So that's not really an excuse that I'm gonna accept or I'm gonna put on my team, because we play more than enough ball together, and we're just gonna continue to get better. And so every team in the nation is dealing with transfers and injuries. So that's not a good excuse to rely on.
Yeah, transfers, all that stuff. It's going crazy in the world of college sports. Isaiah, we'll take a quick break. We're gonna let you out after this next segment so you can get back at it, because I know you're chomping at the bit, my friend. So we'll take a short break. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I like it,
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams. And you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
I'm a hustler, baby. I provide by any means. From a brief conversation, you should know what I'm about. When you look at me, baby, you should see your way out.
Just 21 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. It's the Isaiah Stevens Show presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Isaiah, man, I love doing these shows. I've loved working with you so far this season. And I just think, man, I have so much more respect, too, when you're so willing to just jump on here and say, hey, we got beat, and I'm going to talk about it. So, man, I just shout out to you, and I appreciate you so much for doing this.
No, absolutely, man. It's a part of the game, and sometimes you just take a good loss. So it's not going to stop anything. But I appreciate you working with me.
Hey, what's your take on all this stuff going on in Boulder? I mean, this whole week, it's not just about the Buffs. What the hiring of Primetime does, it's like flipped college football, college sports upside down completely. It's wild. I've never seen anything like it. What's your take, man, as a player? Of course, that's your rival down there. You've been seeing everything going on, but just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on all of it.
Man, I'll definitely keep an eye on how everything plays out, right? I'm a fan of Deion Sanders as a player. My dad was a fan of him, too. So, and he was also in the Dallas area for a long time. So I grew up seeing him around, hearing a lot about him and his family. But I'll definitely be interested to see how it all plays out, man. He brings a certain level of energy and swag to CU that I don't know if it's been there for quite some time based on what I've heard, so I'll be interested to see it.
Did you like kind of his message to the players, to the current players? I've been talking about that throughout the week, and I mean, it's stuff that we think's going on anyway. You can tell us better than anybody, but you basically said, hey, go ahead and enter that transfer portal. I mean, he's basically, but you being the competitor that you are, I would think that you would like that, because you're like, all right, he's basically laying it out there, telling us what it is. It's our job to kind of re-earn those positions.
Absolutely. I mean, he's telling you the truth. And then with that information, you can make the decision that you think is best fit. That's the best fit for you and your family. But you can never say that he didn't keep it real with you out the gate. And so I do respect that approach. Obviously, you're going to have people that like it and dislike it. But I feel like as a coach, you can't necessarily worry about that too much whenever you're trying to get one of your points across. So as a competitor, man, I think it's going to weed out the people that didn't want to compete for a spot, and it's going to keep the ones that did. So
it's stuff that's happening anyway, right? I mean, I've always heard college coaches say, "Hey, I tell players we're recruiting, we're looking in the transfer portal for guys that are going to come in and compete against you that might beat you out." I mean, that's stuff that's happening anyway.
Absolutely, it definitely is in all sports too, and so I think he was just probably one of the ones that said it in front of the camera without any remorse.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Absolutely nuts. What a weird, strange environment last night. Big one coming up for you. A big week coming up. Sunday, got Peru State College, and then at St. Mary's the following Sunday, and then USC shortly after that. So, Isaiah, man, we're going to let you go so you can get at it, get back to work, get some treatment, take care of yourself. And, dude, we love you, man. We respect you so much and what you're doing with this program. And I know you guys will bounce back coming up this weekend.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking the time, man. Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. That's Isaiah Stevens. I love doing the show, man. I was telling Angel during the break. I was like, these are the hard shows to do, especially like it's this one's fresh. Like it was last night, and we're getting Isaiah on the program right after the loss, and I shoot him a text. You know, I'm always worried. Like, is he going to be like, I don't really want to do it today? Nah, he's like, oh, yeah, heck yeah, man. We'll make it happen. He's got treatment and practice and stuff to get to later this morning. But rough go last night. Now, Angel, you told me yesterday that the Buffs were putting out the memo. It's the, blackout? It's the blackout, right?
Yes.
And you said CSU was kind of putting out their own memo, said wear white.
Yep.
Deion Sanders did not wear black. He wore white. Was that on purpose?
No, I don't think it was.
You don't think so?
I think that was maybe he knew about the blackout
the memo.
And he said, "Oh, I'm Coach Prime. I need to stick out a little
bit."
Yeah,
I think
it
was.
Let me wear the whitest hoodie I can find.
I'm gonna get that hood up so people know.
Like, he just never takes the shades off, I guess.
I don't think so, man. But he was. You could see him easily. His kids was sitting right next to him. He's got the black CU Buff shirt on.
He'll be a student soon.
Yes.
So he has to get with it.
Got to follow the rules, man. Did you hear, though, when they announced him, when he just walked out there going up to his seat and they made an announcement? Now, I didn't see. He didn't talk at all, right? He just went and sat down.
No, I think he was supposed to be introduced at halftime.
He didn't get there, though?
I don't think he got there.
Yeah, I think
he
was running late.
Just show up fashionably late, but you're not going to fault him for it because it's Prime. And when he walks in, the entire crowd goes nuts. I saw a video he's like walking around giving, you know, fist bumps to people when he sees a guy in a green hoodie and he kind of like reaches out and he pulls his hand back and kind of just looks at him weird. I'm like, oh, man,
that's
he's already ready.
That's what you want, though, right? You want that. Like, when the Broncos got set to play the Raiders a few weeks ago, Hackett's like, oh, I got so much respect for them. And, you know, my dad with his history there and stuff like that. So he didn't, I'm not saying they need to get out there and rip each other apart, but that's what I want. Rivalries, have some fun with it. And primetime doing that is great. This is what college sports is all about. This is what I wish the pros could do a little bit more, is really just absorb those rivalries and kind of have that sports hate. It's all love at the end. It's respect and all that stuff. But just to have that, and primetime's doing it right off the bat. That game was nuts, dude. I picked... I won't tell. Isaiah's off the line now, right? He's gone. I mean, I did pick the Buffs to win, and I picked them to cover this thing. I mean, it was a 4.5-point spread. And I was shocked when I turned the game on because we had stuff going on. I was late to get to watching this game. It was 28-28. And I'm thinking, wow, CSU has weathered this storm, and they're playing really well with all this madness going on. But I just... You know, we were doing Rams Weekly last night, and I think the guys were saying something like, you know, if you can just weather the storm in the first half, it's going to calm down. It's not going to be that raucous throughout the game. And I was the opposite of that. I just had a feeling this was going to be nuts. The students knew this was on ESPN2. They knew primetime was going to be there at some point. I told you, by the way. I knew it was going to happen. You guys, I know stuff, okay? I know stuff. I got my birdies are everywhere. I just thought it was going to be too much. What do I think about CSU now? I mean, that was a butt kicking. I don't think they've lost like that to CU in a very, 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 very long time. I still think the Rams are a good team, but I said this on the show yesterday. If you get the CU team that beat Texas A&M the way they did and the team that beat Tennessee, the Buffaloes are going dancing, and they're gonna do some damage in that tournament. And I know that's a big thing for Buffs fans. Can Tad Boyle get, you know, deep into the tournament? Because they usually get in and maybe they win in the first round. I don't think they win in the first round very often, but they certainly don't get past the second. But that team last night, that was the team that smoked Texas A&M. So, and they were up for that game. That just shows you how good they can be. And I think when I look at games like this, when I look at inconsistent teams and I'm asked to pick, I always look at this situation and go, who at their best is better? And that the answer to that is CU. I mean, there's no doubt now, but yesterday, just looking at this game, I thought the Buffs on their best day are probably a top team in the country. The way they beat Tennessee and Texas A&M, you have to say that. But on their worst day, the Rams could have beat them. Yeah, absolutely. The Rams aren't there right now, and as Isaiah told us, they have some chemistry things to work out. I mean, this is only Isaiah's third game back. He was on a minute restriction against LMU. I don't think he was against UNC. He played 29 minutes last night against the Buffs, so that's gone. But you're still trying to gel. You're still trying to work that in. And that's harder than a lot of people think. And I'm not making an excuse. The Buffs are a better team, obviously. But I do think the Rams, they have some big tests coming up. But they're going to learn a lot about themselves here. They got Peru State College. They should win that game. I can't click the team. Like if you look on ESPN on the schedule, Angel, you can't click it. So it's what I always like to call the non-logo teams. They don't put them on ESPN. They don't give them a page. So Colorado State should win that game by a lot, I'm guessing. And then they're at St. Mary's. There's no spread on that one, but the matchup predictor says 99% chance that Colorado State wins. So that's a get-right game. You got to get back at it. You got to win that game. And then you got a week to prepare for St. Mary's. Now, the St. Mary's game is interesting because that was the game where, with David Roddy, they were, was that 2 years ago maybe? They were kind of back and forth, and then they played St. Mary's, and then they won that game, and that kind of turned things around for them. Maybe the same situation will happen here. They play St. Mary's on December 18th. That's a Sunday as well, so two Sundays in a row for Colorado State. And then Wednesday, December 21st against USC. And that ends the non-conference schedule. 970 texting in. Dude, have you noticed we're starting to see more Buffs texters chiming in here? We're starting to get more of those.
Wonder why.
I don't know. I wonder if it's because of the guy, the new coach, the new football coach.
That Dion fella.
970 says, Coach Prime said it was going to be Buffs by double digits. Yeah. So far, he's 1-0. How do you think he felt being there, seeing that environment? I mean, they showed out for him. It was this. They have a good attendance anyway, but they showed out. They were crazy. Tad Boyle even joked. He's like, dude, because the crowd starts going nuts. He's like, I've never had an ovation like that. He's like, oh, wait, that's not for me. But that's what you wanted. Welcome to Boulder. Welcome to Colorado. And then this is what you get now. You have this pretty good fan base. That's probably just tripled in size now.
Oh, you take that environment, you take that crowd and the energy, and you multiply it by 10 and put it at Folsom Field. You have Ralphie run out there. It's going to be crazy next season.
Nuts. TCU's their first game, and then Nebraska's their first home game?
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, that Nebraska game. Are they sold out yet? I bet it's sold out.
I imagine so.
I bet that thing's sold out. I mean, it's going to be wild.
Two first-time coaches or first new coaches.
And two big names.
Yep.
Coach Rule, man. I mean, that's going to be... I wish that rivalry was still a thing. I wish they'd play each other. You know, again, that's why conference realignment every other year, it seems like, just ruins rivalries. But I wonder what that process looks like. Again, I talked about it the other day with Sanders. Is he you got to build your new rivalries, though. And the Buffs don't have a rivalry in the Pac-12. They don't have a team that they hate like they do Colorado State and like they do Nebraska. That hate still, I think, runs pretty deep. That's a historic hate right there. But Coach Mack, years ago, I talked about it. He created it. That's coaching, man. He created a rivalry. He picked a team out of their conference and said, that's the team we're going to hate, is Nebraska.
So Wikipedia has it as Utah as the Rumble in the Rockies.
At Utah?
Or that's what Wikipedia says for Pac-12 rivalries.
Interesting. Text 970. Angel's prediction was close. Not.
Oh, well. You make a prediction, it doesn't go the way you think.
I never experienced that. That never happens to me. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I had it last night. And then Baker Mayfield. Magic time. What was that? What just happened? I mean, the Raiders are about to rattle off their fourth win in a row, and they didn't look very good, but the Rams are terrible. And then suddenly Baker Mayfield magic happens. So tell me this. Why can Baker Mayfield, how long was he there? 4 days?
He got there, what, Tuesday?
2 days? And he just goes right in. This league is designed for average quarterbacks to have good games on occasion. Bad quarterbacks to have good games on occasion. Why can't Russell Wilson do that? Is it coaching? Can't be coaching. Sean McVay didn't, like, what did he say? Did Baker even know all of their plays? Probably not.
They sent him a playbook on his flight from Carolina to L.A.
Wow.
He had that and then a couple of days of practice.
Baker, he said something like he already booked his flight even before waivers cleared.
Yep. He booked a flight to L.A. before he had been claimed, and he said it was just a gamble that paid off.
Do you root for Baker Mayfield? Do you kind of like him?
I do. I didn't like him when he was at Oklahoma just because I thought he was kind of childish there. He reminded me a lot of Johnny Manziel. And you know, his play style and just his personality, but he kind of took that huge personality and you put it in Cleveland for a couple of years. You build him up a little bit, they go to the playoffs, they get their first win in a long time, and you think, oh, Cleveland found their guy. Don't sign him. And then everything just kind of falls apart for him. They go get Watson, and you kind of feel bad for the guy.
It was tough.
Even in Carolina, like, you thought he could start over there. And then they fired their coach like a month and a half in.
Yeah.
So is this the revival of Baker Mayfield?
I don't know. I mean, I know Stafford's out, but is Baker Mayfield going to make a case for the Rams? Because that, you know, it's a whatever win. The Rams aren't going anywhere. But they stopped the Raiders from going to that was a playoff game for the Raiders, I thought. If they win that game last night, they would have been, what, 6-7? Now they're 5-8. Is that right? I guess there's a shot, but that was big for Las Vegas. And then somehow, some way, just Baker Mayfield action, magic for him. And I lost my Thursday night special. 37 minutes after the hour, Cable's Pub and Grill, heading over there today. Love that place. I try to go by there as often as I possibly can. It's where my friends meet. And that's the hangout, man. That's a great spot. It's a comfortable environment, amazing food. Saturdays, they've got house margaritas for $4, so get down and check them out. Anytime's a great time. They're always putting on different specials, but that's what's going on Saturday. House margaritas for $4, 37 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Take a drink from my magic potion, soon you're gonna really feel fun.
Welcome back into the whole show. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. I just want to throw it out there. Do you like the transfer portal? Do you like it? Is it good for college sports? Don't give me the, I got 4 million answers for you. Yes or no? Sometimes we got to say one way or the other and we can talk about it. But is it ultimately good for college sports? Yes, it needs editing. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. But just right now, looking at it. Is it good for college sports? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. We'll discuss. Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, and the ugly from the night that was. Presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. For more, go to fmsbank.com/KFKA. How about the good last night? The Denver Nuggets found a way to get this thing done. They beat the Portland Trail Blazers, and as Chris Marlowe said, it was the Murray Flurry last night.
Clock is ticking, 11 seconds. Lillard! Oh my God! Damian Lillard, incredible! Nuggets down by one, make it down by two. Jokic has it, 7 seconds. Murray's got it. Murray with 3 seconds. Let's it go for the win! Got it! Jamal
I did not think that was going in. I mean, Jamal, though, that's the Jamal that could be one of the best players in the league. Seriously, that fourth quarter was all Jamal Murray. He had a great game at the end. And if you can get that, when Joker's kind of being contained in the fourth, Nurk was doing an okay job. He got in foul trouble on him. But that was huge for Jamal. We'll talk about what that win might do for the Nuggets going forward. And the bad for me is, how about the Raiders last night? I mean, just crumbling. 16-3, you know, it has become the new, like, was it inside 4 minutes?
I think so, yes.
16-3 inside 4 minutes is the most dangerous lead in football. Tampa Bay was down 16-3, and they came back. Because you as a team, you don't know, do you force it and try to go score, or do you try to run out the clock? What do you do here? And then, obviously, Raiders didn't handle it well, and Baker Mayfield did his thing. Yeah, wow, that's a crazy story, man. But that just frustrated me even more. And those Broncos fans talking about, like, why did they go get Baker Mayfield? You can't. It doesn't make sense because you're not going to bench Russell Wilson. There's too much money there. You're not going to bench him. It's not going to happen.
Not even for one game?
No, unless he's hurt somehow. Like, unless they want to just say he's kind of hurt. I don't see it happening. Because then what happens if Baker Mayfield or whatever comes in and plays well?
Trade him. Get some picks back.
Trade Baker?
Yep.
Mm. The ugly for me is Colorado State. That was an ugly game. They got their butt kicked, 93-65. We had Isaiah Stevens on earlier to talk to us about it. And respect for him for popping on. But the Rams got to take a long look in the mirror to figure out, you know, what they can do to fix this. Because this is going back to their loss to UNC last week. The rebound situation is getting rough. They were out-rebounded last night, 29-19. That's kind of similar to what it was against the UNC Bears. So Colorado State has a lot of work to do. Hey, coming up at 1 o'clock today, we have Chigozie Anunoby. Chiggy is going to be on the program. Stud defensive back for Colorado State. He has some news. I mean, I don't know if he's sticking around. I don't know if he's going to make the decision that he's entering the transfer portal or what. But we've been talking about some stuff, and I said, hey, when are you making your decision? He said, I'd like to do it Friday. So do you want to pop on? So I honestly don't know. I don't know one way or the other if he's coming back. But if he does, you're getting the core of that defense back. So we'll find out. But Chigozie Anunoby, Chiggy, is going to be on the program. So we're very much looking forward to that at 1 o'clock, 11:47 the time. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about, you know, Broncos, Chiefs. I mean, what is your excitement level for this game? I don't have any expectations for the Broncos. None at all.
I'm, like, weirdly excited for this game.
Because you want to see him, like, lose by 80?
No, I want to see him pull off something crazy.
Oh, Angel.
I want that number one seed, Brady.
Well, you need the Broncos, don't you?
Yes.
You do. Look at you.
You beat the Chiefs, and we'll beat the Chargers on Sunday night. How about that?
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. I'll take it. All right, 11:47 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans, this is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Battleground Pro Wrestling presents Winter Warfare. Just like that name. That's a great name. Coming up at the Greeley Rec Center on January 7th. Doors open at 5:30. Former WWE superstar Brian Kendrick will be taking on Sam Knight in the main event. This is a fun opportunity. Get out and watch some wrestling, man. Affordable prices right here in our own backyard. Seating is limited, though, so get after those pre-sale tickets at BattlegroundProWrestling.com. We had a blast promoting that last event, and I know we're going to try to get some wrestlers on because we had Brian Kendrick fight wrestling against Gino Told You So Rivera. We talked to Gino. That was a blast, dude. He was like at it. He was in character, ready to go. I mean, these are a lot of fun, man. You got to check it out. January 7th, Battleground Pro Wrestling presents Winter Warfare. Check out their website, battlegroundprowrestling.com. Let's go to the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Brady, should Bronco fans be allowed to storm the field like college students if they were to win? The streak has ended. I mean, for this game, I guess. You don't really see that, though. They don't allow
it. You don't
that.
See it. I don't think you will. You don't allow it in college either, but it happens.
What would happen if NFL people, just like fans, just started storming the field? Arrests?
Gosh, I don't know. I don't really know how they would handle it.
Yeah. Because you're not supposed to do it.
The player safety thing, obviously, and coach safety and all that, because there's a lot of people on the field that are important. You don't want some random fan that's, you know, had a couple of drinks, run over and, you know, bump Russell Wilson. You know, Russell might be a nice guy about it, but
hey, you
never
you're
know.
Good, man.
Oh, sorry, man. Can I get you another one?
No, it would be nuts. I don't know, but it is weird because you're not supposed to do it in college. Somehow they manage it and just kind of let it go.
It's hard to control a wave of
what are you gonna
inebriated
do?
College students. And then they start tearing down the goalposts, and it's like, come on. We need those.
Yeah, we got to buy new ones, man. You're
That's
tearing
coming
them
out
up.
Of your tuition. Johnny.
Yeah, it is. What a wild night last night.
I had all three. I had, like, transitioned through all three games. It was kind of fun.
Well, I put my – I watched it in my room, and I had the Amazon Prime up on the big TV. I had my iPad out watching CU-CSU, and then – right around the time CU-CSU was getting out of hand, the Nuggets were starting up, so that worked out. What a game last night by Denver.
That was fun.
Damian Lillard, though.
Needed that.
Who are you like more terrified of? Damian Lillard or Steph Curry?
Damian.
I kind of...
like, I know Steph's going to get 30 points.
But Damian...
but Damian might go off for 45, and you're just like, I can't stop him.
I mean, the way he shoots with a hand in his face... I mean, Jamal had good defense on that last play. He had really good defense on Damian. But he hits it.
I don't want to take Damian one-on-one. Nope.
No.
I have no confidence in the defense.
Well, he doesn't. The hands and the face don't bother him. I mean, Steph, I don't think bothers
you
him.
You can get as close as you want. He only needs one step back and he's open.
He's just so quick. So quick. But that was a fun one. And Jamal Murray, these are the things, man. He's just inconsistent. But you see it. It's there. Why can't it be there all the time? He hadn't hit a three in forever. And he hit three of those were in the fourth quarter. They were key for him. He ended up with 21 points and 8 assists. Oh, surprise, surprise. Nikola Jokic, 33 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists.
Dang it.
Another one. How many near misses is this guy going to get? Gordon was good. 20 points for him, 5 boards.
Solid as usual.
Bruce Brown's just a good player. But the guy that, you know... the unsung hero was Christian Brown. Christian Brown was good. He had 6 points, but it was his defense. He was coming up with some nice plays. 5 boards for him off the bench. I am a big fan. He does not really, a lot of games, he does not really play like a rookie. There are games where he goes back into rookie mode, but that was a fun game. He played great defensively. All right, second hour. We got a lot to get to. Broncos, Chiefs, a little more on CU-CSU. Denver Nuggets, we'll talk some basketball. I have some news that's out there on Twitter about the quarterback situation for the University of Northern Colorado. So we'll talk about all of that coming up next. Stick with us. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.